Hey, welcome back. Time to saddle up and ride along. Veteran Strong is coming your way. The one show, the only show that talks about the strength of helping veterans today. With a guy who's been doing a lot of work. I'll let him explain all the work he does with equine therapy and all that. Welcome our host, Ted Fuentes from Veteran Strong.
Welcome to the Veteran Strong USA podcast, broadcasting right here on OC Talk Radio. I'm Ted Fuentes, and together we're shining a light on the mental health challenges facing our veteran community right here in Orange County and across California. Through real conversations with veterans, mental health professionals, and community leaders, we'll explore the struggles, share the triumphs, and highlight the resources that save lives and restore families. Because at Veteran Strong USA, we believe in empowering veterans one horse at a time. This is more than a podcast. It's a mission. Let's ride.
Well, let's ride with your first guest. Let me do the introduction because I met him yesterday. We're here at UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center, high-tech place where med tech is being done every day here. And they have a conference downstairs. And one of the speakers I grabbed to come up and do an interview with you today here, this is Dr. Joseph Maroon from the University of Pittsburgh. He's a physician, a clinical professor, a vice chairman of the Department of Neurological Surgery, and what I think is the coolest thing, he has been for umpteen years the team neurosurgeon for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So here's a guy that deals in brain injuries and traumatic head injuries. Welcome, Dr. Maroon, to the show here.
Thank you so very much. Ted, it's great to be here with you.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be here with you as well. And I can't believe how we just met here. And you're on the Veteran Strong USA podcast.
And the key to bringing him up here is a study he's been doing and continues to do. They're doing a study right now at the University of Pittsburgh where they want to recruit veterans who've had traumatic brain injuries or any sorts of, I guess, impact to their heads. And to do what, Dr. Maroon?
Well, I've been very interested in concussions, being in athletics myself for many years, many decades, taking care of patients with concussions, traumatic brain injury, consideration of traumatic encephalopathy, sometimes referred to as CTE or chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And I'm working with a brilliant doctor, Dr. Pravat Mandal, who is former director of the Indian National Brain Research Institute. And he's an expert in measuring chemicals in the brain, measuring with using MRI spectroscopy, which is an MRI unit, but tuned in a very specific way using algorithms to measure chemicals in the brain. Most importantly and significantly, we have published papers in peer-reviewed journals showing that in patients with Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, there's a deficiency of an antioxidant called glutathione in the brain. What does that mean? Well, you know, as I asked you, Ted, before the show, I gave you a hard test question, and you hesitated, but I asked you, what color does an apple or a banana turn if you leave it out overnight? And after a little hesitation, you got the right answer, brown. And I said, why? And you said, because air hits the apple or the banana and oxidizes it. And the point is, our brains also undergo oxidation with age and also with x-rays, too much smoking, drinking, alcohol, drugs, and with traumatic head injuries. So we have extrapolated from Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease the principle that a condition called oxidative stress occurs with traumatic brain injury. And actually, oxidation occurs when every cell in our body, the mitochondria, which generates ATP or fuel or energy or gasoline for our cells, takes oxygen and carbohydrate and makes ATP or energy. In doing so, as in your combustion car engine, carbon monoxide or dioxide comes out the exhaust. Well, in your brain, things called free radicals get generated, and unless these free radicals are squelched, they oxidize the brain, and the squelcher is the glutathione. So it's the main antioxidant in the brain. You've heard of vitamin C, vitamin E, they're antioxidants. glutathione is essential in the brain. So basically, what we are doing and have a grant from the Chuck Noll Foundation in Pittsburgh.
A great Steeler coach.
I didn't think I'd get Ted to admit there was a great Steeler here.
No, he's a four-time Super Bowl winner. I think that's more than the Raiders, isn't it?
Ted admitted he's
got to rub it in.
Yeah. We've had some great games in the past.
Yes, sir.
And I think the Immaculate Reception was against the Raiders.
It
with
sure
Franco,
was.
Franco Harris. Yeah. He knocked you right out.
You stabbed me right in the heart.
So you got a study that you're going to do what?
We're recruiting former NFL players who have repetitive hits to the head, who believe that they have some memory impairment perhaps or slight behavioral changes, and also former combat warriors. And this includes people like the SWCC operators, Special Warfare Combat Crewmen, special ops individuals, or individuals who have served in combat and have experienced explosive injuries, breachers, or individuals in the Air Force, like yourself, Ted, who have been impacted with landing on flight decks or multiple traumatic episodes of any kind.
I want to jump in here and ask a quick question. So many people leave the military with PTSD of some sort. Military sexual trauma, MST, is a form of PTSD.
Correct.
Is that something that you would fall under what you're studying?
Well, we're looking more at traumatic brain injuries rather than emotional brain injuries. But I would add very quickly that with PTSD that you referred to, I've seen very promising results with hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
Okay.
And I understand there's about 10 or 11 states, maybe 12 now, that have delegated funds for veterans with PTSD for hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And I've seen very dramatic results with this in a couple Navy SEALs that I know who were in Iraq, and one was a breacher and has been recalled to life.
What is a breacher? I don't know.
A breacher.
Somebody on the outside here.
Yeah, those are the individuals who put the explosives by a door and blow off the door so that the combat individuals.
And obviously have a concussion because their proximity to the explosion.
Precisely. Yeah. It's the shock waves from explosive devices. Yes. Good question. So anyway, the study we're doing is one where we would pay transportation costs to Pittsburgh, overnight stay, a small honorarium. And if they're deficient in glutathione, which is what we predict or hypothesize, we would put them on a supplement that is a precursor to glutathione that we believe will cross the blood-brain barrier and then be able to measure with MR spectroscopy again at the end of a year to prove the hypothesis that there's a deficiency and maybe we'll be able to replace it and help alleviate emotional as well as memory and other types of neurological.
So you're looking
problems.
For 50 vets, hopefully those in the most extreme concussive kind of things, if that's a word, where they've had more susceptibility to brain injury, concussions and stuff. And you're going to study them. They come once. First you talk to them, and then if they fit the study, you fly them in, pay them a little bit of money, test them out, send them home with this supplement, and
correct.
Then what, come back a year
come
later?
Come back in 1 year for restudy, but we will follow up monthly to make sure that everything's going well.
So some questions about the supplement. As you know, the VA, they like to over-medicate us, especially the PTSD and TBI patients. What is in the supplement?
This is a supplement called, it's gamma-glutamyl cysteine. It's a precursor to glutathione, which I take every day myself. As an octogenarian, I'm concerned about my own memory, my own ability to function mentally.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very safe, this study is approved by the Investigational Review Board. It's on clinicaltrials.gov. If you want to look it up, Dr. Pravat Mandal, M-A-N-D-A-L, is the PI. So we touched all the bases for this study, and there's no downside.
And it's really based on what we're talking about downstairs, at this thing, which is this other protein called Clotho, that seems to have incredible, promising results for everything from brain injury to killing cancer to other things. But it doesn't seem to kill the good stuff, only the bad stuff.
That's correct.
There doesn't seem to be any side effects that they've determined so far.
That's correct.
Well, I don't know what more to add than how would people get in touch with you? Should they get in touch with Ted or you, or how, if they're interested and like to participate and put themselves forward?
Yeah. My email address is maroonjc@upmc.edu.
So maroon is M-A-R-O-O-N.
Correct. J as in Jack, C as in Carl. At upmc.edu.
And UPMC is University of Pittsburgh Medical Center.
That's correct.
And if any of the Veteran Strong USA followers would like to email me directly, you can do so at veteranstrongusa@gmail.com. Before we end our call, unless you have more information,
no.
I'm sorry, not our call, but our podcast here. I had a question for you. Oh, can you go over your bio? You've got a very impressive bio on working with these head injuries and the different athletes. Start quickly
with your own story. This is a guy who came out of Western Ohio, the steel district, and you said at the conference, the only way out is either go work in the mill or the mine or get a football scholarship, and that's what you did.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to get a football scholarship to Indiana University and actually was a Scholastic All-American there. At 5'6", 160 pounds.
You weren't on the line.
I wasn't on the line.
And then I
went to Indiana University Medical School and residency at Oxford University in England, University of Vermont.
But only after you had your own spinal
And I had injury. A concussion myself. So I've been very interested in head injuries, neck injuries all my life, and we've published many papers on this. JosephMaroon.com is my website. You can get all the information you
want. And you were rattling off some of the famous Steelers that you worked on when you were the first neurosurgeon
in the NFL. Yeah. That's correct.
And then you worked on who? You rattled off a couple
of
games.
Well, you name them at the Steelers Super Bowl teams.
Swan and all those
Done
guys.
Some stuff with WWE, you said?
I've been the medical director for WWE for...
What's that like? That's great. Did you say you know or you worked on John Cena? Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of the individuals who, although they're great performers, they also get injuries.
Absolutely. It's a very physically demanding sport.
We got to get you in a plane. You're flying back to Pittsburgh. So thanks for joining us here. Any other quick questions, Ted? Otherwise, I'm going to wrap this one up here.
No questions. Just want to say thank you, Doc. And I look forward to communicating with you in the future and also reviewing some of the information you mentioned you'd be sending over.
Very good. Appreciate it very much. A great honor. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time to Veterans Strong USA, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.